Welcome to Kingdom Keys, and this is Pastor Kevin Jones of the Kingdom Builders International Church, and we are delighted to be with you once again, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. We want to get right into the lesson on today that we may be a blessing to you. I'm going to ask that you would pray with us. Father, we bless you for your goodness and your kindness. We bless you for your tender mercy. We pray that as we embark upon the study and the lesson, that you will speak to us and through us, and that you will energize us and motivate us and cause us to be transformed by our mind through the Word of God. And for this, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we've been dealing with a series on prayer, and I want to kind of digress a little bit. We're still going to deal with prayer, but I want us to look at from the perspective of the Holy Spirit and how vital a role the Holy Spirit plays in our prayer life, and what it means to us, for those of us who are not indoctrinated into receiving the Holy Spirit, because maybe we've been taught that the Holy Spirit is only given to a certain class or denomination of people. We really cheat ourselves when we miss what God has for us. And it is interesting that when we begin to look at what Paul begins to share with us in the book of Romans, in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, he begins to talk there about God's redemptive plan and what God is doing through Jesus Christ. And he begins by saying that in verse number 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So Paul here says that it is the Spirit that makes intercession on our behalf. In other words, what the Holy Spirit does in your life, one of the works of the Holy Spirit is to intercede on your behalf. But notice what happens with the intercession of the Spirit, because he says that it makes intercession for the saints, verse 27, according to the will of God. So when we link verse 26 and 27 together, we begin to see that Paul tells us that the Spirit helps our intercession, or helps us. It reads this: likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27 says, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So the Holy Spirit, what he does in the work or in our lives through prayer, is that the Holy Spirit brings about the will of God. Because as the writer here says to us, we don't really know what to pray for. We're consumed with our day-to-day living. We're consumed with things that we think that are important. But notice how the scripture says that this intercession takes place according to the Spirit of God, according to the mind. And verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, and to them who are called according to his purpose. So the Spirit of God begins to intercede on our behalf according to the will of God, according to the purpose of God and the mind of God. So our carnal nature, our fleshly mind, prays for one thing, because we think that we know what we need. It's almost like when you were children, or when I was a kid coming up, I used to think that I knew what I needed and what I wanted. But my parents, because of their experience and because of where they've been in life, they knew what I needed and what I wanted, and they fulfilled those desires according to their abilities. The same way with having the Holy Spirit. One of the functions of having the Holy Spirit in your life is not only to identify you with the church, but it is also to be a partner with you in prayer. One of the words for the Holy Spirit is parakletos, which is someone who goes alongside. He's a helper. John told us when he was writing his scripture, as Jesus began to speak to us in the book of St. John, he began to tell us that he was not going to leave us comfortless. So he sends the comforter. So the Holy Spirit becomes a comforter that understands the mind of God, because the Spirit of God is God. And because the Spirit of God is God, he understands what his divine purpose is for your life, and understand that his divine purpose for your life is connected to his purpose. Because let's look at it again. In verse number 28, he said, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. In other words, you're not called according to your purpose and your destiny. And many times we make the mistake in thinking that when we're seeking the mind of God or we're seeking the Word of God, we approach it from a fleshly manner. We approach it from our vision and our viewpoint. It is interesting that when you go all the way back into the Old Testament, when God was speaking to Moses concerning the building of the tabernacle, the first thing that God shared with Moses was what was going to be in the holies of holies. He begins to describe the Ark of the Covenant and how to build it. But when Moses commissions the building of the tabernacle, Moses starts from the outside in. So God is always dealing from the inside out, which is spiritual to natural, and man is always apprehending God from outside in. So we're more concerned about our carnal needs first before we are our spiritual needs. But what Christ is trying to get us to see through the intercession of the Holy Spirit is that if you can obtain and get what you need spiritually, it will take care of what you need in the natural. So if you would stop seeking the carnal things, that's why the Bible says where your heart is, that's where your treasure is going to lie. And He's already got all of these things under control in your life, but you have to begin to trust God for everything that you need. When you begin to trust in mammon and you begin to trust in fleshly ways and fleshly things, you'll miss the purpose of God. And so it is, without the Spirit of God, without being baptized in the Spirit, then I don't have the ability for the Spirit to be able to intercede on my behalf. And so I need the Spirit to begin to seek the mind of God, what God has for me. So Paul goes on to say here, in Romans chapter 8, he continues on in verse 29 with this thought. He says, "For whom he did foreknow," meaning that word foreknow comes from the Greek word prognosko, to know beforehand, "he did predestinate." In other words, God knew you and knew your situation and your circumstance before you got here. Your situation may have taken you by surprise, but it has not taken the Lord Jesus by surprise. Before you got there, the decisions that you made, how you got there, and everything surrounding, you were set up by God to be at the very place that you are now. Many times we try to run from where we are, not understanding that where we are is ordained of God. Well, you say to me, "Well, preacher, how can I be in such an ordained place and position, and it seems like things are going backwards in my life? It seems like there is no blessing happening in my life." But you must stop and see what Christ is trying to do in your life. Maybe there's a revelation that God wants to give you. There's something that God is trying to share with you, something that God is trying to get across to you. And it is in the time of your downtime, it is in the time of your most distress, that God wants to speak to you to prepare your heart so that when you move forward in what God has called you to move forward to, you'll be able to operate under the anointing and the power of God. And so it is, he says, again, reading again with verse 26 all the way down, he says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities." That word infirmity deals with the inner struggles that we deal with. "For we know not what we should pray for as we ought." So he again says we're ignorant to what our true needs are. We think we know what we need, but Jesus ultimately knows what we need because he knows all things. He's omniscient. "For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit helpeth the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." He goes on and say in verse 27, "And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." So he's doing this according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together. So everything that you're in, whether it's good or bad, he says all of this is working together for your good. The bitter along with the sweet, the sour along with the happy. It is all working for your good. And even though you can't see your way out of it, it is all part of the process of where God is taking you. If you have a lot of problems, a lot of hell going on in your life, that means that there's a great anointing. Where there is great resistance, there is great anointing. Where there is great trouble, there is great power. Where there's great resistance, there's a great deliverance. And so instead of pushing against and asking God to bring you out, what you need to ask God for is to sustain you in the midst of what you're going through, because God is trying to birth something out of you. And again, this is not according to your will or according to your purpose, but is according to God's purpose. One of the things that we do, we put so much emphasis on us. There's a lot of preaching that is being preached today where the focus of the preaching is from a humanistic standpoint of view. We're concerned about what we can get out of it. But see, what Christ has done is he has allowed us to be partakers of the ministry. So it is for his purpose that we're called. Everything that we do is for his purpose. Notice what the writer says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 3. He says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in his house." And notice what he says. "For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as is he who built the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God." In other words, he's saying, we put so much emphasis on the house, but you have to give the glory to the builder of the house. And what I'm saying is that we put so much emphasis on what we need and what we want, but our emphasis should be on Christ. That's why the Bible said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of the things will be added unto you." So because we don't know what to pray for, we don't know what's going on in the kingdom, the Spirit begins to pray for us the purpose and the mind of God concerning his kingdom. And because we're benefactors of the kingdom, we are blessed because of that. So we don't have to seek the things if we seek God. So many of us are around seeking things and we're wondering why things are not happening the way they should, is because we're not praying in the Spirit. We're praying in the flesh, or the flesh. We're praying in the mind of man instead of the mind of God. And I challenge you to begin to change your concept of prayer and understanding. We're going to continue this on next week concerning praying in the Holy Ghost, and talking more about one of the functions of the Holy Ghost is to assist us in prayer, because we can have a more fulfilled prayer life if we would allow the Spirit of the Lord to take over in our prayer life. And we'll talk about that through Scripture to help you to understand, because I believe that God wants to do some great things in your life today. I believe he wants to change some things, but you must understand that it's not according to your will, but it is according to his divine purpose and will. Now, if you would like to contact the ministry, you can email me at kevinjones@indy.rr.com. That is kevinjones@indy, that is indy.rr.com. That is an email set up for you to be able to contact the ministry. If you would like information on how you can support this ministry, you want to be a partner with this ministry, if you would like for us to come and speak at your church, if you would like us to help you build a church, we've built churches, we've been able to evangelize throughout this country and throughout the world, and we would love to help you to establish your ministry. We would love to come and do some training for you and your pastors, to get things trained properly and set up properly. So you can email us and get information on this ministry. Once again, this is Pastor Kevin Jones of the Kingdom Builders International Church, building the kingdom of God one soul at a time.